That would be most unwise, Littlefinger put in. The Red Keeper's full of curious eyes, and children talk. He speaks truly, my love, Ned told her. He embraced her. Take Sir Roderick and ride for Winterfell. I will watch over the girls. Go home to our sons and keep them safe. As you say, my lord. Catelyn lifted her face, and Ned kissed her. Her maimed fingers clutched against his back with a desperate strength, as if to hold him safe forever in the shelter of her arms.
Would the lord and lady like the use of the bedchamber? Asked Littlefinger. I should warn you, Stark, we usually charge for that sort of thing around here.
A moment alone. That's all I ask, Catelyn said.
Very well. Littlefinger strolled to the door. Don't be too long. It's past time the Hand and I return to the castle before our absence is noted.
Catelyn went to him and took his hands in her own. I will not forget the help you gave me, Petyr. When your men came for me, I did not know whether they were taking me to a friend or an enemy. I have found you more than a friend. I have found a brother I thought I'd lost.
Petyr Baelish smiled. I am desperately sentimental, sweet lady. Best not tell anyone. I have spent years convincing the court that I am wicked and cruel, and I should hate to see all that hard work go for naught.